it's very, very correct that even after the election in 2013, there has not been any improvement in terms of people moving back to Zimbabwe. In fact, we have continued to see people moving to neighboring countries and applying pressure there, like South Africa, Botswana, and other countries. There has not been any improvement in terms of people's well-being and economic development. Quite clearly, we are worse off than we were in 2009 or during the period of the inclusive government. And this government even knows it, and even the Minister of Finance did allude to that effect when he presented the 2015 national budget.
But the government, Mr. Mabenge, will argue that the only reason that the situation is desperate in Zimbabwe is because of the sanctions that were imposed on Zimbabwe by the West.
Well, that is the government's argument. It is an argument that we have heard. They've said that since 2012. It is a 12-year-old argument, and it is tired. But what you recall, really, Mr. Zulu, is that if you talk to those that are deemed to have imposed sanctions on Zimbabwe, the Western countries, they will tell you that there are no comprehensive economic sanctions on Zimbabwe, but we have travel bans and we have arms embargo. So trade continues to flow and economic activity continues. But nonetheless, also, you must understand that things have also begun to change. But I want to point to the fact that in as much as the government wants to look at exogenous factors, they must also look at internal factors, because this index also uses such variables as the existence of corruption and how it is exercised, particularly by those that have power, the elites. So the government must also begin to introspect. In fact, who doesn't know that the government has admitted that their own very senior public officials have been involved in massive corruption? Who doesn't know that the song in ZANU-PF at the moment has been around corruption? So corruption and economic decline are walking side by side. It is not about sanctions. It is just about how the state utilizes the available resources for the public good. Unfortunately for our state, they utilize the available resources not for public good, but for political expedience. And what we have is a situation where the gap between the poor and the rich is so wide that anyone who comes and applies a scientific tool to measure the state of affairs in Zimbabwe will definitely place us in the category that the Fragile States Index for 2014 has placed us. It is just about how the state is managing the affairs of government.